Exit Test, Modules 1 to 8. Listening.
I spoke to some people about holiday experiences, and here's what they said.
Speaker 1.
When it comes to holiday destinations, the choices are practically endless. As for me, nothing beats the excitement I feel when I go somewhere for the first time. I find the idea of discovering a new location and what it has to offer thrilling. This is why I don't understand why some people choose to go to the same holiday spot year after year. There's so much to discover out there. When it comes to holiday destinations, the choices are practically endless. As for me, nothing beats the excitement I feel when I go somewhere for the first time. I find the idea of discovering a new location and what it has to offer thrilling. This is why I don't understand why some people choose to go to the same holiday spot year after year. There's so much to discover out there.
Speaker 2.
I can never go on holidays with my sister. Her idea of a perfect summer holiday is to lie on a beach all day and soak up the sun for 2 or 3 weeks. Not me. Whether it's underwater diving in the tropics or camel riding in Morocco, count me in. After all, if I just wanted to sit around doing nothing all day, I could do it at home, couldn't I? I can never go on holidays with my sister. Her idea of a perfect summer holiday is to lie on a beach all day and soak up the sun for 2 or 3 weeks. Not me. Whether it's underwater diving in the tropics or camel riding in Morocco, count me in. After all, if I just wanted to sit around doing nothing all day, I could do it at home, couldn't I?
Speaker 3.
I love travelling and I try to visit as many different places as I can. What I find especially useful is reading up on the place I'm about to visit. Learning a few phrases in the local language and getting some information on local customs and traditions have saved me some embarrassment during my past travels. I love travelling and I try to visit as many different places as I can. What I find especially useful is reading up on the place I'm about to visit. Learning a few phrases in the local language and getting some information on local customs and traditions have saved me some embarrassment during my past travels.
Speaker 4.
People say the world's our oyster, so I suppose this means there are many places and experiences waiting to be discovered. I don't know, though. I have 2 or 3 destinations that I visit whenever I have time off, and I must say that the familiarity of these places is something that I enjoy. I mean, I feel very comfortable when I know I'm going somewhere where I know which the best hotels, restaurants, and other facilities are. Having to discover all these things every time I go on holiday seems too tiring for me. People say the world's our oyster, so I suppose this means there are many places and experiences waiting to be discovered. I don't know, though. I have 2 or 3 destinations that I visit whenever I have time off, and I must say that the familiarity of these places is something that I enjoy. I mean, I feel very comfortable when I know I'm going somewhere where I know which the best hotels, restaurants, and other facilities are. Having to discover all these things every time I go on holiday seems too tiring for me.
Speaker 5.
Though I'm generally an easygoing person, when it comes to holidays, I prefer my peace and quiet. I don't mind going on holiday with my friends, but I enjoy it more when I have the freedom to arrange my own itinerary and plan the activities I want to do. This doesn't mean I'm a loner, of course. I love getting to know new people whenever I travel. Though I'm generally an easygoing person, when it comes to holidays, I prefer my peace and quiet. I don't mind going on holiday with my friends, but I enjoy it more when I have the freedom to arrange my own itinerary and plan the activities I want to do. This doesn't mean I'm a loner, of course. I love getting to know new people whenever I travel.